Willie, cheers for your time. We'll start with the news that's just come out as we're talking, an unchanged 21-man squad. Any potential doubts within that?
Look, at this stage, everyone's nice and healthy. Obviously, we've got a short turnaround this week, so there's a few bumps and bruises, but we'll be okay, obviously, in 2 days' time. We've got 21 to choose from, like we did last week, the same 21.
It was interesting. I saw a report, an article yesterday with all the injuries from Super League. You were the only club with no one on there, even at this stage of the season. How nice a position is that to be in?
Oh, I'll be touching wood. Look, it's with our game, you know you're going to have injuries, and you just need to manage them the best you can. Obviously, we try and prepare and after games, recover the best we can. But when you talk about the footy gods at times, you're talking about luck in terms of injuries and that sort of thing. So, there's going to be a time obviously where you may go through some difficult times with injuries, but it's nice to be able to pick from the squad we've got at the moment.
Exactly. How did Sam Luckley come through? Obviously, seemingly fine. He's in the squad, but his first game after that surgery, how is he looking?
Yeah, not too bad. He hasn't had a long pre-season in terms of on feet. He's only started running sort of recently. So Sam will take some time to build up. He knows that. There's no rush for him. We've just got to use him the right way and use him in spurts and build his fitness levels up and just so he can get some more confidence in that ankle. But he's fine.
Joe Burgess?
Yeah, Joe got through the game as well. He's fine as well. As I say, we've got the same 21 to choose from.
Yeah. On the subject of Joe, Niall Evans was one to miss out last week. Can he feel a little unlucky to have been left out?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think, and the players know at this stage, it's looking at what our best 17 looks like and giving players opportunity. The reason, a big part of the reason last week of playing Joe was playing against his old club. I'm a coach that I know players enjoy playing against their old club, and it's a good opportunity for them. So that was the reason. Of picking Joe last week, just to give him that opportunity to prove himself in our 17 and to play against his old club, as we all like doing back in many years ago, but every player enjoys playing against their old team.
And now it's obviously in the squad. What likelihood of him coming back in for this one then?
Yeah, we'll have to look later on the week what we finalise, but there's 21 players that, there's going to be obviously four players that'll miss out who could and should be in the team. You can only pick 17, so we'll just work it out towards the back end of the week.
I know they're all big ones. What are your biggest selection decisions when you look at this game?
Well, that's one. I think obviously having Niall in the first couple of games and then Joe, who was an out-and-out winger, playing on the weekend. So that's certainly one that we need to look at. We've got some good middles. We've just got to work out our best rotation. I do like to rotate our middles anyway. And then again, that just works itself out in time of who plays longer minutes and who doesn't. But there was some, I think our starting middles have been good. The last week, I think we could have started better, but I don't think it was down to anyone in particular. It was just individual errors at times, hurt our flow, and obviously it was a stop-start game. So, we'd like to... we'd like to have a game with a bit of flow and hopefully we get that this week against Warrington, who I'm sure won a similar game.
Of course. We've all spoken a lot about disciplinary in the first few weeks, but more specifically coming out of the weekend, Petter avoids any further punishment. How do you look back on what happened there?
Yeah, look, there was some calls in the game. I'm sure the officials would look at it afterwards and maybe change some decisions. And what happens then is, on the field, It can cause some frustration around players. Now look, we've prided ourselves and we will pride ourselves in being a disciplined team, and we sort of went away from that last week. Regardless, of a call being right or wrong, you can't change that call and you need to move on. So players are sort of working hard individually to be better in that area, and it's something as a coach that I'll look for, you're not going to change a decision as such unless they're looking at something, on a replay, but if a decision's been made, we need to move on. That's what we plan to do.
Yeah, it did appear clearly that it should have been a penalty to you, but have you spoken to Petter about handling that better?
Yeah, of course I have. But as I say, some things happen in a game where frustration's going to get creep in. Now, you can't speak to a referee. You can't talk back to a referee. So And that's for anyone. We know that, and Petter knows that. But you know, we'll improve, and I'm sure you know, certain decisions in the game around, you know, there were some big moments in that game. Decisions did go against the boys, and they got frustrated. So I'm sure everyone will improve from it.
Just aside from that, interested to get your thoughts on Petter. He's a player probably a lot of Rovers fans are talking about at the moment. Did some good things on Saturday. Maybe some questions around him as well under the high ball as an example. How do you assess the start he's made?
Yeah, look, it's going to take Petter time. There's no doubt about that. I've spoken last week. He's a different type of fullback. I mean, he likes to run, and he's going to be up there with run meters, and that's what you need from your fullback. He's got a strong carry on him and gets you quick play the balls, and that's what he was aiming to do. You know, when he got penalised, you know, it was 100% should have been our penalty. There's no doubt about that. So that's what he can offer. But he can also offer. He's a classy player in terms of you know, silky skills, but you're not going to see that at the moment with the conditions. It just doesn't favour. I mean, you look at any or most spines in the competition, but individuals, there's no one that's standing out, you know, except for on the weekend, like guys like Mark Snead, the game managers, the guys that know how to manage a game. Kicking games are really, really important at the moment. So they're your sort of standouts. But, you know, I mean, Matt Duffy had a really good game on the weekend, but it's one of those where those type of players are going to be better, you know, as the fields get a bit harder and the sun comes out. But there's no doubt Petter can still play in these conditions because he's got a good carry on him. What he's good at is he's a good organising fullback in terms of defence. So that I value that, and people don't look at that. They no disrespect, but some people don't understand what it takes to be a really good defensive fullback in setting numbers. You know, the people that do would value what Petter does for the team. And he's a very good defensive fullback, but he's probably not showing what he's capable of with a ball yet. But is there improvement in him? There's a hell of a lot of improvement in him. We haven't seen the best of him yet. There's no doubt about that.
It's good to get that insight from you as well. As you said, some people will look at it on a very basic level, and it's good to get your sort of side of what you're seeing from him as well, and I'm sure we'll see more to come. You spoke yourself, discipline and errors seem to be at the heart of it on Saturday. You've had a chance to look back and analyse it now, no doubt. Has anything else jumped out at you?
Oh, they're the two main things for me. You know, we still fought in that game. The pleasing part is we put ourselves in a position to win the game. You know, we get that penalty try that we're offside for. You know, you come back, it's possibly 16-12, you know, with 18 minutes to go. We still fought to the end. We put ourselves in a position to win the game. So that was the pleasing part. You know, defence, we pride ourselves in our defence. You know, they scored two tries. But we're pretty strong in that area. They scored off a kick, smart little kick that, you know, that we didn't clean up. But overall, as I said, like, it was the effort was there. You know, defence was solid, but it was our discipline and errors. Simply, that's what hurt us early on in the game. And then it was a stop-start game. They managed the game. They had a plan to make that happen. And then, you know, depending on referees, who's refereeing the game, some are going to let the game go, some are going to understand that teams are trying to slow the game down. That's where we need to, you know, the referees need to take some charge, you know, take some ownership there to go, you know, what do the fans want to see? They want to see an open, free-flowing game, not a stop-start game.
Yeah, it makes sense. Can you rationalise some of those mistakes, some of those discipline issues, given it's 3 weeks in, or is that too easy an excuse?
Oh, look, I mean, the errors that we had were, you know, it was obviously the conditions, but those dummy half passes, we had three. You can't have three from dummy half like that. I mean, if you have one here and there, it's you can accept that, but not when you have three. You know, it's nil all at the time, and we had, you know, we spoke this morning around fundamentals of the game are the most important. Like, you need to get your fundamentals right. You can have a plan with the ball. You know, you can have this perfect looking shape. But if you don't get your fundamentals right and you don't get your simple dummy half pass right, then it's not going to be effective. And again, certain people will see this sort of stuff, but a try being scored in a corner can come from a really good dummy half pass that's in front that gives you know, the half some time, and winger scores in the corner, you know, there's one that comes out from memory, and Penrith scored a few years back. It was a dummy half pass that set it up. So we need to value fundamentals because they're the most important.
What are the positive aspects of your initial performances that you want to bring or need to bring to this one?
Yeah, again, it's probably the discipline the first 2 weeks, and it's our defence. It's our resolve in defence to work hard for one another. You know, we haven't been broken too often. We just need to keep working. Defence for me is number one. You know, we'll always be a defence-focused team first, and, you know, the reason for that is because it's around attitude and it's around working hard for each other. The other stuff comes, as I said, once the sun comes out, the field's starting to harden up, it's... you know, they'll enjoy attacking, and most teams in the comp love attacking, and that's what we want to, you know, as a brand, or, you know, the Super League in general, we want to promote free-flowing attacking football or rugby league, but defence for me will always be number one, so we need to get that right this weekend.
Warrington up next, they're always a team that attracts attention and questions about what kind of season is going to be for them. It's always their season if you talk to a Warrington fan. I know you'll always expect a tough game. What particularly, in terms of specifically, sort of a challenge do they pose as a side in this one?
Oh, they've got a really good team. There's no doubt about that. My mate's coaching the team, Sammy, who I've got a lot of respect for, and he'll do really well at Warrington. But yeah, they've got a well balanced team. You know, they've got good halves. They've got some balance there. They've got the young kid coming through, but obviously, you know, we're expecting George to come back this week. You know, they've got good middles. Paul Vaughan's playing extremely well. Fast wingers. You know, Toby King's a handful. So, you know, you've got players all over the park. But for us, like, you know, after the back of the weekend, we need, and all we're going to concentrate on is what we can do and do that well. We're back at home. We're really looking forward to playing back in front of our home fans. You know, the East Stands are sellout again. We're looking to sell the rest. So it's possibly another sellout for the club. So yeah, we just want to give our fans something to cheer about, and, you know, we respect Warrington, but not worrying too much about them.
Of course. I'll talk to you about Sam in a second. You look at them, the last two games, the two wins they've had, they've scored over 30 points in each of them. How do you stop that?
Yeah, just stick to our systems. Again, we've got a plan. You know, we've looked at how they attack, but we're not going to worry too much about that. If we stick to our systems and we work hard for each other, you know, and we keep turning up, that's, we'll go a long way in achieving what we want to. So if we don't, then, as I said before, they've got players that can hurt you anywhere on the park. You know, as soon as we want to stop or take a breath and not turn up, then that's when you can get hurt.
You mentioned Sam Burgess. What do you make of him stepping into the coaching realm?
Yeah, he's going to do, he'll do well, Big Sammy. He, as I said, he's a good mate of mine. I've got a bucket loads of respect for him, you know, as a player, as a person, and yeah, he's going to be a very good coach. So, you know, we know what I know what a Sam Burgess coach side will bring. And again, you know, we'll worry about ourselves and getting ourselves right. But as I say, there's a lot of respect there.
When there's a friendship there, you want to win every game. But when there's a friendship there as well, how much does that bring the competitive juices out even more?
Yeah, well, we're both competitive. All coaches are competitive people, so but both of us are going out to win this game. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, so it's you know, we'll have a chat when we see him before the game and then obviously after the game, but we both want to win this game, there's no doubt.
What conversations did you have with him before the season started? Obviously, he's going into it and you have that relationship anyway, and all coaches talk. What kind of conversation were you having with him about it?
Oh, look, we just talk... just as mates most of the time, and then we'll always talk. You know, I'm sure rugby league always pops up, but yeah, it's mainly just around, you know, how he is, how's his family, and vice versa. And then, you know, you go into talking about different things about coaching organically. But, you know, Sam's got some very good support of, you know, he's obviously very close with Wayne Bennett. So, you know, he's got some good mentors around him, and he'll put his spin on things. So, yeah, he's going to do well.
He might be a bit sleep-deprived this week because he admitted that he got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, our time, to watch the NRL in Vegas this past weekend. South's involved, one of your old clubs as well, of course. Did you get up at that time?
Yeah, well, tell him welcome to the coaching world. When none of us sleep. I end up watching it on replay, to be honest. We did our game. We had our game, and then I was watching that back. So I wanted to get into that first, and then once I sorted all that out, then I end up watching it back. But it was pretty much awake watching our game.
Yeah. It was a bit painful for me to watch because it was a venue that my NFL team lost the Super Bowl in recently, so it wasn't the best of watches for that. It brought back too many memories. But as a spectacle, as an experience, what did you make of it?
It was amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. The NRL did a wonderful job. I've got some close friends that I was involved at the Rabbits, and just in general, there was everyone had a ball by the sounds of it. Some people I know that were fans, mates of mine that went over just to watch it as fans. 5 days is enough in Vegas, they tell me. Obviously guys were working over there. But, yeah, it was a wonderful spectacle, and, it was great to showcase the game to a massive audience. The Americans love their sport, and there's no doubt that we would have won some people over, and the NRL would have won some people over with showcasing our game with four very, very good teams with superstars amongst those teams.
How much would you welcome the chance to take your team over there if the opportunity arose?
Yeah, love it. Would love it. Naturally, to promote our game anywhere, our CEO is looking at different ways that we can do that in our pre-season next year. But if there was an opportunity, we'd be putting our hands up for sure. To promote the game and promote Super League would be an honour. Obviously, we're a club that's ambitious, and we want to compete with the best, and we're working hard to achieve that. So if we could play at a stage like that, then we'd certainly put our hand up.
Does it feel like maybe the World Club Challenge would be a good game to send out there for that as well as maybe a neutral venue?
Yeah, I definitely think so, for sure. I mean, you've got two of the best teams, the best in the NRL and the best here. So again, we want to showcase the best product. It's important that the game does that. You don't want to showcase a product that the fans aren't going to get behind, or people that don't understand the game aren't going to get behind. So I think what those two games, they were great because you had one really high scoring game where there was plenty of points scored, and they were surprised, I think, in the commentary they were surprised because of the narrow field or the smaller field. But then you had a really good sort of defensive two teams that defended really well, and points were hard to come by. So both were really entertaining games in their own right. If you value defence, the second game was what you'd like, and if you value, tries being scored. So, the point is that you need to make sure that you've got the best of the best playing, and they're going to put on a good spectacle because that's how we'll get more fans and more people enjoying our game.
Good stuff. That's it for me. Thanks for that, Willie. Best of luck.
Cheers. Thanks, Mike.
Hi, Willie.
Hey, Matt. Good, mate. Yourself?
Not bad. Just a quick one. I'm assuming you've seen the Warrington squad. George Williams is in. Josh Drinkwater isn't. What sort of dynamic does that make with them? How does that change them having a George but not a Josh?
Yeah, look, to be honest, we've planned and spoken about having, like, their sort of best team, whatever that looks like. So obviously George is part of their best team. George is a very, very good player. He's a good runner of the football. But to be honest, mate, it's not a bad thing for us to have guys like George playing and their best players playing, because after losing last week, you want to come back and you want to test yourself against the best. And there's no doubt George is, he's the best halfback in the game in the Super League. He's the English halfback, so it's going to be a good challenge for us, and looking forward to George coming here.
Is that highly rated, best in Super League?
Say again, sorry, mate.
Is that how highly you rate him? Do you think he's the best?
I think George is definitely. I mean, he's obviously the England halfback. I rate George. Yeah, I mean, George is a very, very good player. And the reason why I rate him so much is because I've seen him do it in the Super League, and I've seen him do it in the NRL. What he did for Canberra, when they went through the grand final, and what he did over there, he was cutting teams apart like he does here. So I've got a hell of a lot of respect for George. And know what he's going to bring, but as I say, it's a good test for us because you want to play against the best. The players want to play, and test themselves against the best. So Michael Lewis up against George Williams, that's great for him. It's only going to make him a better player, and and grow him even more. So, but yeah, I rate George highly.
Brilliant. That'll do, mate. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.